Tech Ride Terex for April 1st, 2005.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Hello, this is Dan Klass from The Bitterest Pill at thebitterestpill.com, and you are listening to Tech Rad Tarots. Or Tech Rad Tarots. Whatever. It's a podcast that's about way too technical stuff for your average geek, even. So you better be willing to call yourself an IT professional or just hit the fast forward button. Okay?
Hello, this is Steve Holden, and it's late on Thursday night, and I'm not feeling too well, so my wife Christy has agreed to fill in for me for my tech podcast for today. I've given her some articles of interest, and I made some recommended highlights using my trusty yellow highlighter, and she's going to give you her perspective. Thanks a lot. I will talk to you soon.
Well, hello, and welcome to Tech Rad Tarots. This is Christy Holden, Steve's wife, and I'll be filling in for him today. He's not feeling well. I have to admit, I don't know much about what he does. I mean, he's the technology guru in the family. I'm sort of just along for the ride. But I'm really looking forward to this opportunity, so I think it'll give me a better perspective on what he does. The title of his podcast, you know, has always made me wonder, what in the world did he do on his show? I mean, okay, I understand tech from technology, and rad, meaning radical, cool, cutting edge, whatever. He's always been like that. But he's never been much into tarot card reading, so I never really understood that part of the title, Tech Rad Tarots. Okay. Anyway, he handed me a few articles, gave me a quick lesson on how to produce a podcast, and I have the tarot cards, so here goes. Let's see. The first article is from eWeekly. It seems that Apple has plans for a new operating system codenamed Jaguar. Well, that's interesting. It's supposed to be better and faster, etc., than Microsoft's next generation OS called Longhorn. And that one's at least a year away from being released. Okay, so I've got my cards here. And let's see, I'll just shuffle them up and then pull out a card. Ooh, it looks like we have death. Okay, now, most of the time you think of death, you think dying, an old relative, for example. But sometimes death really means some sort of transformation, a signal of some sort of passage or a change. It is the sign of Scorpio, and this Scorpio comes in three forms. It's a scorpion, a serpent, and an eagle. I wonder what that means. And death, do you think it means death of something going on here or transformation? I'm thinking maybe death. I'm thinking death of Microsoft, the OS, no, or maybe the Jaguar one. Who knows? I don't know. I'll have to ask Steve more on that one another time. Okay, let's move on to the next article. This one is info by monthly information from them. They are reporting that Cisco is releasing a new line of high-end routers that will compete with Foundry systems. The key new feature is IP blocking of all rogue packets from VoIP competitors like Skype. Am I saying this right? VoIP? Could be. Okay. Let's see what card we pull for that one. Oh, it looks like Mars. The Mars card. Excuse me. Scratch that. Reverse it. Oh, let's see what card we pull this time. Oh, it's the Tower card. Tower card. What in the world do you think that means? Oh, your guess is as good as mine. Let's see what it says. The Tower card is a card about war. War between structures. We got some lightning going on here. It looks like some sort of fierce people falling out of a tower. Do you think people are jumping off board of some sort of thing here? Maybe people are running from Cisco. Maybe this is not a good thing, and they are just running for cover, jumping. The next article. This is our last one. Phew, last article. It is an article from Slash and Burn. Oh. It says that the total number of pixels, according to MIT's Byte and Byte Labs, found an average picture, found in an average picture, found on the picture sharing site Flipper, has risen by 101 from last year's survey. Oh, what do you know? Well, that's interesting. Let's see what our tarot cards have to say about that. Looks like I've drawn the Fool card. The Fool card. Yes, the Fool card. Now, who is the Fool here? Is it me? Is it you? Is it Byte and Byte Lab from MIT? Could it be Slash and Burn? You got me. Your guess is as good as mine. One thing the tarot card does say at the end says that the Fool has everything he needs in his little bag of tricks, but one must be careful. He must stop daydreaming, fantasizing, and watch his step, lest he falls and ends up looking like, you guessed it, the Fool. Well, I sure have enjoyed doing this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you for listening to Tech Rad Tarot. I'm sure Steve will be well enough to do his next podcast. But until then, take care and enjoy your day. Now I have to turn this off. Okay.
Well, thanks for listening for this podcast from www.technewsradio.com. I hope it was enjoyable and you learned a lot. Comments and audio feedback can be sent to technewsradio@gmail.com. We're going to exit this show with some great music from Billy Watson. You can check out his site at www.billywatson.com. Have a great day.
Long as I got you, what you gonna do? Just tell the truth. Long as I got you, I gotta ask you, just tell the truth. Long as I got you, what you gonna do? Just tell the truth.
No fart sounds on your record, you know what I'm saying, man? Cause, you know, when you get into the studio, hey, you gotta leave your flashiness at home, alright? I'ma whoop you all kind of ways of Sunday, you hear me?
licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike version 2.0. You are free to copy, distribute, display, and perform this work, and you are free to make derivative works, and to make commercial use of the work, but you must do so under the following conditions. Number 1, you must give the original author credit. And number 2, if you alter, transform, or build upon this work, you may distribute the resulting work only under a license identical to this one. In addition, for any reuse or distribution, you must make clear to others the license terms of this work, and any of these conditions can be waived if you get permission from the copyright holder, which is Steve Holden.